this is Susan Barbarano here with Julie Benetti.
Hello.
And we're here to talk because a lot of people read, we've gotten lots of different feedback about some of the books that we've written, Energetic Invocations, as well as the Trump book. And what we've heard is, how do you stay in the energy? You know, you
and that's a good question.
And you go to these places and you work on yourself and you get clear and you go into that space of energy, and then you go back home or you go back to wherever you go back to, and everything seems to cave in and you go back to the old ways of being. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, because I think we're experiencing a little bit of that today.
And so how do you stay in the energy?
So that's where I'd love to start the conversation.
Asking each other. That's how we stay in the energy.
So it's actually, this is where our book is so important, because if you look for a guru to keep you in that space, then you've lost it.
Because then you have to keep looking for the guru.
And you have to keep going. And it actually, it's almost like just getting like a, you know, a cortisone shot. You keep going and the pain goes away and it's great. You're only allowed to get so many shots, and in time they tend to, you know, don't work after a while. And then you're kind of sitting here thinking after a while, like, okay, now what do I do? Because I still have my pain. And so one of the things that we try to do is we try to come up with different ways of staying in the energy and being clear. And a lot of times we tend to ruminate about thoughts that don't really work for us, or we, you know, have a feeling that comes across. You feel, you know, like crap. All of a sudden something comes across and everything you've been believing kind of slaps you straight in the face and makes you feel like, you know, what's going on? I must be full of crap because nothing seems to be working.
And often that comes because there are a lot of distractions in our lives. And a lot of people and a lot of situations and dramas create those distractions. And then you create some mental conversation that occurs.
So the key is really sitting back and trying to figure out, how do I stay clear as to what I know the truth is. I know my truth. I know who I am. I know what I can do. And even though someone else or some event is not supporting what you believe, you're still trying really hard to stay in the truth of what's happening.
And that's very important, because when you stay in the truth, you have the clarity to move further with what your understanding is of the situation. And that means not taking it personally, not kind of projecting it upon yourself, and then ruminating about it and let it creating a feedback loop, like a cycle of distraction for yourself. And that occurs every day for everybody. Any little thing could happen.
Okay, so this is when I want to slap Julie and say, okay, people don't want to hear that it happens to everybody. I don't want to hear it happens to everybody. I want to know, what do I do to stop it? And that's really what I think we need to address. And I'm joking with you, because I think everybody, when everybody realizes that it happens to everybody, that's one thing, but it's like, how do you actually stop it? And you look like you have something you want to say.
Well, sometimes you just have to literally and figuratively put up a stop sign. You just put up a stop sign and say, no, I'm no longer going to have that, you know, way of thinking. And it's hard to maintain that. But if you do some clearing to get to a truth, and you get some truth and you have faith in that truth and you hold on to it, you have to put up a stop sign. Then you have to create a new habit, because we're very habitual beings.
Yeah. Okay. So,
you know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
Now that would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our Energetic Invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon. The Kybalion can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Kybalion principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Check it out on Amazon. Download Think You Know the Kybalion today and have fun with the energy. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What about you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, so I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun. And we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion? You can test yourself. We have trivia on Halloween and Samhain. And we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks.
Susan, what? This Kabbalion podcast is great, but it's kind of sort of like we're in a class.
I know.
So how come you learn more if you're in a class and you're kind of listening along?
Well, the only way that you know what you're getting is to be tested. Or sometimes the way a question is asked, you might be surprised at what you think the answer is, but then, actually.
Ah, so it has to be a fun test
Energy. It has to be a test that makes you think. It's not a rote A equals B equals C, and that's it. You memorize it.
So, any suggestions?
Yeah, actually, I found a book. It's a quiz on the Kabbalion. It's like trivia, but better.
Ooh.
And it's an ebook.
Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, and you can get it for like practically nothing.
I'm going to get it now.
I love it. You know, I have my own issues, and everybody out there has their own issues, their own things that they go back on. And, you know, just because something doesn't appear the way you expect it to appear does not necessarily mean that what you expect and what you're hoping for isn't actually in the works and isn't actually happening. So a lot of times I think, for me, I realize that I know the truth, and the truth is my focus, is the end goal that I'm seeking. And if I can have that clarity to stay focused on that, then the rest of the stuff, even when it comes up, I have to just trust that when I'm thinking clearly, I know that's not the truth.
And also, what occurs is if you're staying focused in the truth, or you're trying hard to stay focused in the truth, you can't be expecting or assuming what someone else or reacting to what you think the vibration is of what someone else is occurring with someone else. Does that make sense? So if, you know, something occurs and you're saying, oh my gosh, this person is upset at me or mad at me, or you don't know the truth behind that. You don't know what's going on with that person. That could be something that's personal or some other issue for them that's occurred, and it's not even related to you, but you're taking it on.
So it's like if someone wakes up and they have, like, you know, stinky feet. Someone told them they had stinky feet, so they go through the rest of the day being really upset. And someone comes over and they're angry, and you know, they're angry because they're mad because someone told them they had stinky feet. And yet everybody around them thinks that they said something that got them angry. I mean, we have no idea what is going on in anybody else's life to sit there and to make that kind of an assumption.
And we have no idea what anybody else is thinking, you know? So that's a really big thing. But we always surmise that we know what they're thinking, and it's based in something that we did incorrect or wrong, and we start defending ourselves, and then we go into that whole loop of distraction.
And so what I want to ask is, right now, hopefully these people, you know, the people that listen understand that. And the question isn't, I understand it today, so everything's good. The question is, tomorrow, when you start going in that loop of ruminating, it doesn't make sense. How do you get yourself out of the loop?
And often it's just a very simple maneuver by putting up a stop sign and stopping yourself and trying to create a new habit. And we all do it in other areas of our lives. We do it in dieting. We do it in exercising. We do it in trying to, to achieve our desires for how to live our life. So we need to do that as well in our thinking.
And I think that's actually interesting, because when we try to think of changing something that's a part of our mental makeup, It's something that's psychological. It almost feels like it's overwhelming until you realize that there are physical representations of the same problem that are easily overcome, not easily, but they can be overcome by doing one simple thing. Sometimes it's one simple thing. I can use, again, so you want to lose weight. Someone just said to you one simple thing every day, you go for a walk, go for a 20-minute walk. It's one simple thing and it's a start. But sometimes that's that one simple thing that snowballs into other stuff. And it is comes down to really breaking the pattern of the habit that's been established.
And that can be a really powerful way for you to achieve access to your truth and stay clear with it. And then you don't need a guru because you're your own guru.
And we all continue to do that. And actually in life, that's probably one of the most difficult things any of us have to do. So know you can do it. We support you. And, you know, we continue to work on it ourselves. And so, you know, go for it.
That's true. Keep heading in the direction of going for it and being clear for yourself and empowering yourself.
Have a great day.
Yes, have a great day.